KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I want to remind all you music lovers that March 21st, 6 o'clock p.m. at Tingley Coliseum, the Roadshow Tour 2020 comes to Albuquerque. Bethel Music is going to be here. Matt Maher, Martin Smith, Unspoken, Apollo Limited, Ellie Limebear, and Peabod. So a little music for everybody. It's going to be a neat time. Again, the Roadshow Tour 2020 at Tingley Coliseum on March 21st. Today we've got an interesting program. In our first segment, we're going to talk to my friend Kevin Lawrenson. He is the district sales coordinator for Aflac, and we've all heard the duck quacking Aflac, but a lot of people just don't know what supplemental benefits are. Kevin, welcome into the show today.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to make sure that our listeners know that there's if you know somebody that's in business for themselves, or is an employer of some type, and they know probably about health care and some of the savings plans and 401ks you can set up, but they may not know a lot about supplemental benefits. This is a show they really need to listen to. And Kevin, tell me a little bit about Aflac and what you guys do. A lot of people don't understand what your benefits are.
All right, sure. Thanks, Jim. So you're exactly right. So most companies are very familiar with health care. We call it major medical. They're generally very familiar with vision and dental. But what happens is there's a really, really big gap these days between what people have to pay out of pocket and what their medical coverage often pays. So if you're familiar with the Affordable Care Act, it came into play almost exactly 10 years ago. When it first came out, there was an expression that we refer to as out-of-pocket maximum. Back then, it was $2,000. And most people said, okay, that's bad, but I can still afford $2,000 if life throws me a really major curveball. Since then, in 10 years, it has now gone up to $8,200 for an individual, $1,604 for a family. So literally, in the last 10 years, your out-of-pocket maximum has gone up over $6,000. So about $600 per year on average. And my guess is, I'm not a gambling man, but I would say it's going to continue to increase. And that's an out-of-pocket expense that employees are going to have to pay if they have a major illness or accident. Mm. In comes Aflac. So Aflac has benefits available across the board. There's accident insurance, there's cancer insurance, hospital, critical illness. So usually the curveballs that life will throw at you, we have a policy that can help you out immeasurably in a situation like that. So that's really what supplemental benefits are for. We're filling that gap that major medical doesn't completely cover right now, and the gap that continues to get even larger. And your employees are going to pay that money out of pocket.
Well, you're exactly right. If you have a major medical incident, you're going to come out of pocket with $6,000 to $10,000.
Correct.
Right out of the gate. And if you have any hospitalization, you're talking $12,000-$15,000.
Sure. So what most people don't even consider, because they always say, it's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to somebody else. Well, statistically, and I'm a retired engineer, statistically, life will come at you. It will hit you at some point, and you want to be prepared, right? It tells us in the Bible that we should be prepared. So in a situation right now, the average hospital stay is about 3 days. That 3-day stay in a hospital is about a $30,000 bill, assuming no other major issues like a heart attack or major surgery. But if you have your regular run-of-the-mill medical plan, you will end up paying $8,200 minimum for your out-of-pocket maximum. Because if you look at $30,000, if you had a couple thousand deductible, you pay the first $2,000. There's still $28,000 on the table that has to get paid. Your insurance company comes alongside of you and says, hey, don't worry, we got you covered at 80%, maybe 70%, depending on what your coinsurance is. So if you're at 80%, which is pretty standard for a lot of companies, you have another $5,600 that you're writing a check for. So you're just about $8,000 out of pocket already, which is going to hit pretty close to your out-of-pocket maximum for the year. So, you know, you cut a finger or sprain an ankle somewhere down the road, you have met your out-of-pocket maximum for the year already.
And give us an example of how you come alongside people to help them with that.
Sure. So let's say, I'll use a bad example. My wife recently had a major surgery last year in December, and it was something that was unplanned. And on a Monday morning at 5:30, they hand a sheet over and they say, well, this is your procedure, and this is going to be $74,764. So if the coffee didn't wake you up, that bill certainly would. Now it was the end of the year, so we had met most of the out-of-pocket maximum. But if that had been on January 2nd instead of December 2nd, we'd have been writing a check for $8,200. And the hospitals require you to pay that out-of-pocket expense right now. Otherwise, they're not going to cover the procedure. Reschedule it. So in a situation like ours, we ended up with about $1,100 out-of-pocket. I had a hospital policy which provided a benefit which paid us about $3,300. So we were completely whole. And then the other benefit that's important for most people, if they're the primary breadwinner or, you know, or both incomes for a married couple are required to pay the bills every month, we had short-term disability for her as well. And short-term disability usually pays 60% of what your pre-disability income would be. And it comes to you on an after-tax basis. So, you know, if you normally make a certain income, by the time the government and everybody else gets their cut, you end up with about 60% of what you actually earn. So disability will almost make you whole, but it's not going to allow you to go out to Ruth's Chris every night and eat filet, right?
Well, and are premiums kind of standard? Are they based on age? Is it kind of like life insurance? Tell me how that works.
So it depends on the policy. So many of our plans don't have an age band at all. We call them age banded if there's restrictions. A couple of them do. A hospital plan has an age band. A disability plan has an age band. But something like an accident plan for an individual, it really is very inexpensive. So for about $25 a month, an employee can have an accident plan where, you know, say, for instance, you decided to go out skiing and you ended up breaking your leg. That accident plan, which you're paying less than a buck a day for, most people spend more than that on coffee, even if it's a Keurig, right? Starbucks, probably six. But you break a leg, you spend a day or two in the hospital, maybe have some surgery, you're looking at probably between $3,000 and $6,000 back from Aflac for that event, right? So we pay based on what we actually call it schedule-based insurance. So it's a predetermined amount based on the event. And it gets paid regardless of other coverage. So whether you have major medical, immaterial to Aflac. If you're in a car accident, not your fault, the other person hit you, got cited, has automobile insurance, their medical coverage to their car insurance will pay for your out-of-pocket expenses, all of the doctor's bills. Aflac is still going to pay you on top of that because the agreement is between Aflac and you. We hope you have great coverage, but whether you have coverage or not, you can still utilize our benefits.
And I have some hospitalization and some accident coverage, and it's really affordable. You know, $50 a month, and the benefit is really extraordinary for the amount of money that you're paying. If anybody's out there that's purchased, for example, life insurance, and you're 50-plus years old, it's really, really expensive. So I'm 62, and this has been a great benefit for me to have a lot of peace of mind. And I don't plan on getting sick anytime soon. I don't plan on having any accidents, but, you know, I'm one of those guys still trying to play basketball a little bit, which is probably not very smart. And you're not going to pay people because, or not pay them because they're dumb, right?
No, so our accident policy, I specifically, when I present to employers and employees, I specifically include stupid guy tricks. So if we're, you know, I'm 59, so we're in about the same age bracket. So if we want to ski, if we want to play ball, if we tweak an ankle, break a leg, even if we're doing something which I generally would consider not on the smart end of the scale, Aflac is still going to cover it. Obviously, there are certain events we won't cover. So if somebody hit any kind of self-inflicted injury other than stupid guy stuff, that's not going to be covered. If it's a felony or somebody is beyond the legal limit for intoxication or use of drugs, that's not going to get covered either because we're an insurance company. So we have to stay within the law. But yeah, I mean, if you decide to go out and play hoops with 16-year-olds, God bless you, Jim, and you're going to get hurt.
That's right. Kevin Lawrence, and he's the district sales coordinator for Aflac. He also he's the ambassador for the Aflac Cancer Center. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that in our next segment. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet, it is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
When that check engine light comes on, do you instantly fear the worst? After all, we know how uncomfortable it can be to take your car to the shop wondering if your technician genuinely cares about you and your car. At Christian Brothers Automotive at Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, you'll never have to think twice about it. Their highly trained technicians approach their work with honesty and integrity. In Albuquerque at 8031 Ventura Street Northeast and in Rio Rancho at 2014 Southern Boulevard Southeast. Online at cbac.com.
All right, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Pinterest.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making sure that I found all the ways to tell my friends about the addition to the family.
Hey, congrats. That's awesome. You're having a baby?
What? Are you kidding? No. We got a new car.
Oh.
We find a lot of ways to share the good news in our life. But what about the best news? How are you at telling people about Jesus Christ?
God has a great message he wants to deliver to the world, and it's a message of hope, and you can take it to them.
Some say that's a job for pastors and evangelists, but Billy Graham didn't think so.
I would like to challenge you to be a witness for Christ wherever you go. In the shops, on the streets, on the campus, on the planes, in the buses, to your next door neighbor. That's our job in evangelism, calling upon people to be reconciled to God.
Learn how to share your faith boldly. Go to findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Kevin Lawrenson with Aflac is in studio with us. And Kevin, as part of your work with Aflac, you're also an ambassador for their cancer center. Tell us quickly about that.
Sure. So Aflac started 65 years ago, back in 1955, offering nothing but cancer insurance. So it started out truly as a cancer indemnity company. Now we have about a dozen different product lines, but they have a cancer center in Atlanta, Georgia, which is really primarily set up for children's cancer. Mm-hmm. So our CEO, his goal in life is to eradicate kids' cancer before he passes away. And we are generally ranked in the top two or three cancer centers, pediatric cancer centers in the nation annually. And the main goal really is to develop different treatment protocols, clinical trials, in order to help kids. So that kind of hit close to home for me. My daughter actually had cancer when she was 6 years old. Happy to say she's 24 now, very healthy. Mm. And so we dodged that bullet.
Praise God. So if you're a parent and you have one of your plans, does that help your kids at all?
It does. Absolutely. And part of here's one of the great aspects of Aflac that I often talk about that people tend to miss because they're always concerned about major medical. Major medical pays your hospital, it pays your doctor, it pays your pharmacist, it pays your oncologist if you have cancer, a urologist, those types of people. It pays you nothing. So you pay your premiums every month, you hope, pray to God you never have to use it. When you go to use it, now you're paying your deductible, your copayment, your coinsurance, you still have large out-of-pocket expenses. Most every one of our policies have what we call a daily confinement benefit. So let's say you have a child who gets diagnosed with cancer, you have a cancer policy. We pay you $6,000 if you get diagnosed with cancer, but if your child gets diagnosed with cancer, we double the benefit and add $10,000. So that means your child who gets diagnosed with cancer, your first check from us is going to be $22,000. And why is that? Because having had experience with that, if you have a child who's in the hospital with cancer or a broken leg or any reason really, where are you?
Oh, you are out of work. You're at the hospital with your child.
Exactly. And the major medical isn't going to pay you a penny to go sit at the bedside of your child or your loved one, right? It could be your spouse, whether it's your husband or wife. So you want to go and be there. But the issue for most people is they go, gosh, I want to be with you, honey. And then they go, oh, but the mortgage is due next week and the car payment is due and I have to feed the kids. And whatever bills there are, those bills keep coming. And if you've got somebody in the hospital, you have more bills. Mm. So Aflac truly gives you that peace of mind, that financial protection. It's really a financial safety net that major medical won't give you. So your child gets diagnosed with cancer, you just receive that $22,000 check because of the diagnosis, so based on the pathology report. But now your child goes in for surgery. You get paid a benefit for that surgery. Every day that child is hospitalized, or your wife, or your husband, we're paying a daily benefit. So, for instance, on the one policy, it's $300 a day for the first 30 days. And then at the end of those 30 days, we don't go away. we double it, and it goes to $600 a day for as long as that person is hospitalized for that cancer. Or if it's an accident plan, there's a $300 daily benefit. And it's really designed to give somebody an option, right? Most people don't have the option. They don't have their money saved up to deal with that bad, truly, truly horrendous curveball. But you have to deal with it. And so if you're able to get $300 a day from Aflac, that's $9,000 a month. That's over $100,000 a year. That will take care of most people and give them the financial safety net that they may not otherwise be able to have.
What is the cost to an employer to have an Aflac plan for their employees?
You know what, Jim? This is crazy, but it costs an employer absolutely nothing. You know, unless an employer chooses to make a contribution and they have that option. But in many cases, they'll make it available to their employees through payroll deduction. We set up a pre-taxed cafeteria plan. So not only does it cost that employer nothing, that employer is potentially saving money on taxes. So that employer has an opportunity to expand a benefit plan for no cost, maybe saving some money, to give employees benefits which they may not otherwise be able to get. And at the same time, employees want perks, right? Employees want something from their employer, and the employer may not be able to pay them more. But if an employer can put in some benefits that are really attractive, they have an opportunity to attract better employees and to retain their existing employees.
Tell us how people get in touch with you if they're interested in this.
So I'm local, so they can contact me. My cell phone, I'm more than happy to give that out. It's 505-604-4216. My email address is my first name, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, underscore, last name, Lorenzen, L-O-R-E-N-Z-E-N, at us.aflac, A-F-L-A-C.com.
You're already taking us a little bit through the process because I've sat through the meetings. What is the process you take companies through to educate them on the advantages of supplemental benefits?
So like I said, the first thing I want the employers to know is this may cost them nothing and they may actually save some money while putting something in place for their employees. And it doesn't change any of their other benefits. So they don't have to change their major medical. They don't have to change any of the other benefits or coverage they have in place. But I explain that to them, and then we set up an opportunity for the employees to hear a presentation. So you've seen that presentation. I present it and then give each of the employees an opportunity to take it home, review it with a loved one, significant other, and then generally I'll meet with those who are interested. So they have an opportunity to meet with me one-on-one, and I want them to understand really what is at risk for them. So some people, right, you know, if it's you playing basketball, playing hoops with 16-year-olds, you probably want an accident plan. Mm-hmm. In a situation like mine, where most of my family, most of my spouse's family, they've all died of cancer, we have a cancer policy now. Mm-hmm. So people have an option to pick and choose the policy or the policies that matter most for them and their families. And I don't recommend they buy every single one. You know, some people do. They choose to do that. If it's affordable for them, that's great. But really what you're looking at is, where is your highest level of risk? If you're a young woman, you just got married, and you want to start a family, I would highly recommend getting a hospital policy because it's going to pay a benefit for being admitted to the hospital, for delivering the baby, pre- and postnatal care benefits. And you're probably going to take some time off work, and so you would probably want a short-term disability policy. So short-term disability hospital would work for a young woman. Guys like us, we probably need an accident plan because we do stupid guy stuff. If you work in construction, our policies cover people on and off the job 24/7. So if you have a dangerous job, if you have exposure, if you're a truck driver, you know, if you just tend to have a lot of exposure in your job, maybe an accident plan would be great. And a lot of the companies that I work with who have high exposure jobs like that oftentimes will buy an accident plan for their employees, because we're looking at generally between $20 and $30 a month for that employee, which when the employer stops to think about it, if they have a coffee pot in the break room, if they've got a Keurig, their employees are drinking more coffee and the employer is paying more for the coffee than he or she would pay for an accident plan for that employee.
Yeah. So they can choose to pay something as part of a contribution, or the employees can just take care of it. But the way I felt with the way our plan worked is I felt like I was getting a benefit even though I was paying for it, or even though I am paying for it.
Correct.
And it feels good. It gives you some assurance. You know that you're not going to have to write any of those big checks. Let me ask you this. If you're really interested in having this coverage,
sure,
but your employer doesn't currently offer it, do you offer it to individuals or do you need to go immediately talk to your employer and tell them to call you?
Well, here's the thing. We do offer it on an individual basis so people can still contact me and they can get it for themselves and their families. If a business owner chooses to offer it and is willing to do payroll deduct, the benefits generally are going to be the newest policies we have, so they might be a little bit higher on that. And the rates are always lower when we go through payroll. Mm. If somebody has the coverage in place working for a company and that employee chooses to retire, or if that employee quits, I joke around, if they get quit, mm-hmm, that's immaterial to Aflac. That employee still can keep his or her coverage. Same cost, same coverage. It just moves from payroll deduction to checking account, credit card, or debit card. Same exact policy, same cost. And here's one other probably great aspect about Aflac. Most people probably know major medical increases every year, vision regularly, dental regularly. Once you have an Aflac policy in place, you have locked in that rate for life. Mm. That policy is not going to change. If you have an accident plan, you could literally have 365 accidents in a year. This year, 366, because it's leap year.
Leap year.
And we reset the clock every 24 hours, and we are not going to change your rate for you. We are what they call guaranteed renewable insurance, so we can't change the rates on you.
Amazing. Kevin Lawrenson, he is the district sales coordinator for Aflac, and what great information. Great, you know, we have Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates talking a lot about, you know, how to manage money and how to save and be ready for emergencies and how to invest in these crazy environments that we have with coronaviruses and, you know, stock markets that are going up and down. So this kind of information, I think, is really valuable for all of our people. Kevin, one more time, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
So my cell phone, 505-604-4216. Email kevin_Lorenzen@us.aflac.com.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Jim, thank you.
We'll have you back on the show. In our next segment, we're going to have Pastor Jesse Lusko talking about a skeptics dinner that he's going to be having at the church this Saturday. So stay with us. We'll be right back.